Sunday Central's Form Express.
Form Express today, full preview coming up here of the Sunshine Coast racing on a soft six. Howard Walter has done the form for us. Howard, Queensland punters were quite happy to be boisterous last night, claiming incentivised after his demolition job in the Caulfield Cup.
Take what you can in this life, Brendan, and yes, it all started for incentivise at the Sunshine Coast back on the 11th of April. He was $17. They went fast. He sailed home over the top of Rations, which had been smashed in the betting, the poor owners of Rations. They backed Rations up during the week at Eagle Farm, and it won its maiden, and of course incentivise won his second race at Sunshine Coast as well. So yeah, it's a great day or weekend for Queenslanders.
Certainly was. First event at the Sunshine Coast today's a Class 4 over 1,300 metres. 6 and 7 come out of this one. Jakama at $2.15. Bonaparte at $3.10. Shadows of Time, $4.60 and $5 for Cadia.
Just the six runners, but definitely, well, from my opinion, there are four possible chances. I'm going with number 5, Cadar, which is the roughest of the four in the market. He'll be the fittest horse in the mounting yard, or she will be, this mare trained by Adrian Coombe at Rockhampton. She won at Sunshine Coast in a big field, 16 over 1,400, three starts ago. That was a soft five that day, since won at Rockhampton and Mackay. So as I said, she is hard and fit, and there's pace elsewhere. I'd expect her to run on into the finish. Number 4, Jakama. Look, he looked to have every chance first up at Ipswich, but when you go through his form, he's second up stats are superior, 2 of 3 second up. Gets the claim for Angela Jones. No doubt he's as good a chance as any, but he's a bit short for mine at the $2.15. Number 3, Bonaparte, fitter for 2 from a spell. He's improving with racing, dropping back from Eagle Farm and Dooman back to home, and he has won 2 of 4 at home. And then number 1, Shadow of Time. This horse is fit as well. Fifth run in. There's a few ticks here. Got a good alley, takes the claim and races best at home. But buyer beware, he hasn't won for 528 days, so he's fourth pick for mine. 5-4-3-1.
5-4-3-1 race. One race. Number 2 is a Class 1. Plate over 1,000 metres. 5 and 9 come out of this. Turnstar 180. LA Zoo at $4.20. Tickler 440. 13 paper clip. And Ale Magic at $16.
Yes, so Turnstar, look, he appears to be a genuine odds-on chance. Three-year-old was with the Hawk stable, now moved up to the Gold Coast, having first run for Lee Freeman. But he's got those 5 starts under his belt this time in. He was luckless at Rosehill 4 starts ago. He missed the start, was a forget at Geelong last start. So he's dropping in class, 56.5 kilos, Ryan Maloney aboard, and he's justifiably odds-on. Hard to beat. 1 LA Zoo can be second pick. It's first up from a spell, got a good alley. James Orman aboard, was ridden quiet, a nice trial. Otherwise, 7 Tickler went close first up over 1,200, now dropping back to 1,000. A little query on that. I think I'd prefer to see Tickler at 1,200. And then number 2, Morgan Smile. It's $26 chance, not the roughest for trifectas. 3 wide 2 starts ago. Checked last start, so that was a forget. So just a place chance at big odds. But 11 should win this Turnstar. 11-1-7-2.
Race number 3 on the program is a ratings band 0 to 62 handicap. 9 and 11 come out of this third event on the program. Riddle is the favourite, $2.90. Mestoso at $4.20. King Ragnar at $6.50. Hot Escort 7, $7.50 Zidin. And then Leave Me Alone at $8.50.
I'll go with number 8, Mestoso, Matley McCall's horse, first up from a spell. Trialled a nice third at Deegan, Jimmy Orman to ride, good barrier. Now, last campaign was unplaced first up over 1,200 and went up to 1,500 and got the money at Rockhampton. So I want to see support for it, but the trial was good enough to say Mestoso would be very competitive here. Number 4, Riddle, no doubt the horse to beat, was with Bussett and Young, now with Lindsay Hatch. Drew wide at Ipswich, 11 of 12, but they ran him anyway. He was 4 wide trip and too good. It was a very strong win. The margin flattered the opposition. They've scratched him from wet tracks twice in recent days to run. He is telling me that they just want conditions right. They must believe he's going to go right on with it. So he'll be hard to beat. Riddle, he maps very well on the pace, as does number 1, King Ragnar, the fittest horse in the race. He's had 7 starts this time in. He's placed in 4 of them. He'll make his own luck up on the pace. And Zach Lloyd is aboard. He's flying. So One of the three should win. I'll go 8-4-1. Best of the rest might be number two, Hot Escort. I just wish it had trialled better. 8-4-1-2.
Race number four is a three-year-old filly's maiden over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here at 3 and 7. Capital Miss is the favourite here at $3.20. Rose of Dewport at $3.40. $3.50 Champagne Pop. Payless at 8. $13 Prickly Pop. And Lucky Bean a $16 chance.
Yeah, look, a good race. Tricky to line them up. Number one, Capital Miss, the filly with Troy and Toby Edmonds. Toby and Trent Edmonds. She's trialled well. She's had two trials at Doomben, and in the latest, she was cut down by a horse called Invincible Tears, but it's a city class horse. Second in the Champagne Classic back in the autumn and fourth in the Group 1 JJ Atkins. So that trial was certainly good enough. And her only start when fifth, there was on-pace opposition, took hold and then had nowhere to go till 250. It was a good run. So number one on top, ahead of two Champagne Pop, which has got the race fitness edge. She's had the two starts. She's missed the starts both times, Brendan. That's the concern, but she's also ran on strongly on both occasions. So hopefully she doesn't do too much wrong early, and she should be hard to beat at the finish. And then 11, Rose of Dewport, a local filly, placed 4 of 9 starts. Now, today will be start number 8 for the campaign, so sooner or later she'll run out of form, but she maps well up on the pace. Best of the rest, number 12, Sundara, a $41 chance. Look, two lengths behind Champagne Pop when making her debut, but she was never on the track from the wide barrier. She's got gate one today, so if you think Champagne Pop's going to win, then 12 could certainly run a place. 1, 2, 11, 12.
1, 2, 11, and 12 in race number four. Race number five is the first leg of the quaddy. Colts, Geldings, and Entires. Colts and Geldings maiden for the three-year-olds over 1,200. 4 and 11 come out. Bad Education, 310. Chief Arty, 380. 390 for Bold Halo. Data Patch, 480. Deep Tempest, $11. And Vantan Express, 13.
Yeah, another maiden where you've got to try and line them up. Now, 2 and 3 have met. I've put 2 Bad Education on top. Placed third, both career starts to date. Was trapped 3 wide from barrier 10, second up at Ipswich, got a good barrier today. Ryan Maloney back on board and remains open to further improvement just from those two outings. Number 3, Bold Halo, local. He ran on strongly on his first start at Eagle Farm, and on the line was almost 2 lengths ahead of Bad Education. But why they might finish closer together today is, well, Bold Halo has only had the one run, Bad Education's had another start, and today Bold Halo's drawn the outside. Shouldn't be too much between them. Otherwise, you've just got to respect the betting. Number 7, Data Patch, resumed to Gelding, trained by John Moore, really good betting stable, so trust the markets. Just had the one start. And it's had a recent trial, it was on the inside, it was inconclusive, it was arguably held up and arguably being niggled. I just couldn't quite tell which way it was travelling. And then number 5, Chief Arty, first up from a spell, went straight to the front, won its trial. It maps to either lead or sit second here, or probably will lead from that barrier. So let's see how the track's playing. That could be an advantage. 2, 3, 7, 5.
2, 3, 7, 5 in race number 5. Race number 6 on the program. This is a maiden over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here are 10, 13, 16, 20 and 21. Petrillo, $4.40. Enterprise, Mia, $5. Iron Wrinkles, $5. $6. I Ponder, $11 for Bowtie Betty. Leorid at $11. 3 minutes off the first at Healesville. Howard, who do we like in race 6?
Well, it's not an easy race. I'm going with number 5, Petrillo. First up from a spell, Stuart Kendrick trained, being gelded. One trial that was on a synthetic track, but it won the trial okay. Good barrier, Jimmy Orman. Head of number 9, Iron Winkles. The key to this horse is being ridden forward, placed 2 or 3 occasions. They were the 2 times that they rode the horse on the pace. Number 6, Raging Water, hard and fit. Changed stables, was with Alex Ray, now with Mitch Faulkner at Ipswich. It's a race of 6 weeks, but you'd think that Victorian form's good enough for a race like this. And then number 11, Yuzurly. Look, it's a very limited horse, but it gets the right run from barrier 2. So I've put it in for 4th. Doubt it can win. 5, 9, 6, 11.
5, 9, 6, 11. Race 6, race 7, a class 2. This race over 1,800 metres. One is a scratchings here. Is a scratching. Trivoli, $4. Shy Girl, $4.26.50. Just a Patsy. Irish Ace at $7.750. A big chance.
I think there's 5 hopes, and the map says there won't be much pace, so I've gone for number 3, Just a Patsy, which will get a lovely run on the pace, a little bit of a claim. The horse is fitting well, and on a 9-day backup, like the map. Ahead of number 10, a big chance, drops 3 kilos, gets up to this distance for the first time, but shapes as old will stay. Number 2, Winston Blue, won okay the other day. No reason why I can't back that up. And number 4, Shy Girl, was very good running on behind Winston Blue, as was number 5, Trivoli. It's just a matter of whether they'll get the right run today. So 3, 10, 2, and then 4.
3, 10, 2, 4, race number 7, race number 8 on the card. This is a 58 over 1,400 metres. 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 10, 13, 18, 21, 24 come out. Redstone, 370. Dream Song, $7. Lexington Lad, $7.50. Aquajack, $8. Torawodo, and $8.50. Joy's Reward.
I'm suggesting you put half of them in the quaddie. I'm going with number 2, Redstone. Fitter for 2 from a spell. Natalie McCall said the horse needs the soft. Well, it gets that today. It's a good map. So for that reason, 2 ahead of 16, Joy's Reward. If they run along up front, he'll run on well. Number 11, Dulcie Ty, will go forward, get every chance from a good barrier. Number 14, I'm putting in for 4th, Dream Song. The horse is hard and fit, invariably thereabouts, but there are other chances, which I'll mention in the quaddy. 2, 16, 11, 14.
Best value quaddy and play of the day, please, Howard.
Best has to be race 2, Lee Friedman. Number 11, Turnstar. Best value, race 7, number 3, Just a Patsy. Quaddy, 2, 3, 5, 7 into 5, 6, 9, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. Come home with 2, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17. And play of the day, an early quaddy, 4 and 5 into 11 only. 1, 2, 4, 8, 1, 2, 11, and 12.
Best of luck today, Howard.
Cheers, Brendan.
Howard Walter there with his thoughts on the meeting at the Sunshine Coast. It's just about 11:30. Now racing today, and Ian Humphreys unavailable for his selections, but we will be able to read them out for you in just a moment. But straight off the bat, trainer Luke Price. Luke, good morning.
Brendan, how you going, mate?
Very well, thank you. Before we touch on your runners today, a couple of the stable stars. How's Jermaine going after the furious winner after running 8th in the Golden Rose?
Yeah, she's had the last 2 weeks off, and she looks fantastic. Little sister sent a video for her of this morning, actually, and she's really enjoying a break. She'll probably have another week now, week and a half off, and we'll prepare for the Magic Millions up on the Gold Coast over summer.
And Count to Rupee, super in the Silver Eagle, forced very wide on the track heading towards the Golden Eagle.
Yeah, so exciting. He's a very exciting horse. This is his time to shine, I feel, and he's just come through that run exceptional. I couldn't be any happier with the week that's just gone by. We've still got 2 weeks now up our sleeves to have him ready to peak for the Golden Eagle, which has been the plan for a long time now. So look, hopefully it's all falling into place.
And your runners today, Luke, how many are we sending to the races there this afternoon?
Well, 3 runners today, a couple of good chances there. I think Grand Palazzo's found the right race today. You know, the track's my only concern. She can be her own worst enemy. She's a hot filly. I feel she's spot on today. Young Dylan Gibbons, first time he's ridden for us, but he's riding extremely well, drawing the right barrier, meets the right opposition, and she gets a chance, that's for sure.
She certainly does there in that early race. Apologies there, Luke, just waiting for the computer to warm up so we can get a look at the remainder of your runners there this afternoon. 2 runners in the 5th, Aqualab and Kentucky Award there. One with an inside draw, one with an outside draw.
Yeah, Kentucky Award, he'll roll forward. He'll like the softer track. It'll suit him well. He's had no luck while prepped the horse. I feel he's right and he's going good, so he's probably going to be a good each-way bet for the punters. He'll roll forward from that ordinary draw, but with the scratchings, it doesn't look as bad now. But the other horse has just been ultra-consistent all prep. He's just been so honest all prep. It was good and a well-deserved win the other day at Maria. Look, he does go up in weight, but geez, a strong rider, Rory Hutchins. He's going to get a lovely soft run, and he'll be very hard to hold out late.
Anything for the punters to keep an eye on in the coming days?
Look, there's a horse called Verbeck. He's a very frustrating horse. Visors go on Wednesday. He's in the 4 pillars in 2 weeks' time, but there's a maiden 14. T. Berry rides him on Wednesday. I think the punters can give him one more chance because the horse is going extremely well. He's in a frustrating horse for the stable, but look, he's only immature and he's a horse for the future.
Best of luck today, Luke, and good luck with Verbeck.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Luke Price there with his thoughts on his runners at Nowra today. Ian Humphreys unavailable to read his tips, but we do have them available for you. Ian's best bet comes up in race one, horse number two, Miss Barty's Party. Mitch Bell with the ride third up from a break. Race one, number two is the best. Value bet comes up in the last, race seven, number six, Sweet Rosetta, second up from a break with Winona Costin in the saddle. And Ian's quaddy for today at Nowra. First leg, 5 and 11, into 3, 4, 7, 9 and 13, into 2, 4, 6, 8 and 10, into 2, 3, 6 and 8. That's Ian Humphreys' quaddy for Nowra today. If you missed any of the selections from any of our contributors, make sure you jump onto the new rsn.net.au, go to the expert tips page, and you'll find the full list of selections there. Lismore Racing today is the second meeting in New South Wales. Julie Rowland's done the form for us at Lismore. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. First leg of the quaddy at Lismore today on the soft six is race number four. It's a maiden over 1,210 metres. There are no scratchings. Etanod and Hard Edge are the equal favourites at $3.80. Testabello at $3.90. $5 for Andy and $11 for Mighty Mary.
Yeah, look, I like number one here, Etano from the Danny Bowen stable. It ran a really good race on debut. It had to work hard from the outside gate at Ballina that day and stuck on well to finish third. Jasper Franklin's riding really well at the moment, and this horse is drawn to get a nice run today in gate two. I thought the main danger was number three, Andy, who's been competitive in both runs to date and wasn't disgraced finishing fourth last time after working early. For third, number two, Hard Edge, it didn't have the best of luck when second at Coffs Harbour back in May. And for fourth, number five, Testabello, 1, 3, 2 and 5.
1, 3, 2, 5 in race number four. Race number five on the program is the Colts, Gunnings and Entires, 58. Once again, no scratchings here. Franklin Corners, $2.80, 4.40 Sugar Zone. Fuhao at $5. Phil Stream, $6.50, $9 for Pershing.
Look, it's one of those races where a few of these are out of form or they don't win out of turn. And look, I'm going with the horse down on the with 56 kilos in number 8, Phil's Dream. It's only won the one from 26, but it's been racing consistently this time in work. Matty McGurran to ride, strong win two starts ago and then a good effort at Ballina last time to beat the two Franklin Corners, who won a similar race here 3 weeks ago, but he's got a really wide gate to contend with today and he has got an extra 2 kilos on his back as well. For third, I put in 6 Pershing. It was close up in the finish at all three runs early in its campaign last time in work, so I'm expecting it to go well fresh. And for fourth, number 7, Fuhao. 8, 2, 6 and 7.
8, 2, 6, 7, race number 5. Race number 6, a fillies and mares, benchmark 58 over the 13.10. 4 comes out. Narankubi Yokai is the favourite there at $4.40. Beef Week Princess at $4.80, along with Electric Mist, the red one, $5 and $6, Selling Sunset.
An interesting race. It doesn't look to be a great deal of speed, and for that reason I'm going with the ever-consistent number 5, Electric Miss. She's been racing in great form, placing at her past 6 starts. She's a track specialist. She's drawn the inside gate. She'll roll forward, and she's going to take some running down. For second, the 2, Beef Week Princess. She ran home strongly to place behind Think High on Monday, so she's backing up quickly here. For third, the 6, Selling Sunset, who just tired late in the race at Grafton first up, so we'll sure to be fitter for that run. And for fourth, I put in 3, the red one. 5, 2, 6 and 3.
5, 2, 6 and 3 in race number 6. Race number 7 on the program is a class 3 over the 1110. 6, 8 and 9 come out here. Star Magnum, $2.50. She's a Singer, $3.60, $4.40. Don't Cry Mama.
Yeah, Star Magnum looks like a very hard to beat here. A good run behind Schiller Bay at Grafton when resuming. He's going to have taken a lot of benefit from that, and he does drop 3.5 kilos in weight today. For second, number 4, She's a Singer. She's been close up in the finish her past couple of runs, the latest at Doomben 3 weeks ago. For third, I put in the 5, Don't Cry Mama, who's been around the mark in recent outings. And for fourth, the 1, Wild Wind. 3, 4, 5 and 1.
3, 4, 5 and 1 in the final event. Best value quarter in play, please, Julie.
The best bet today, race 4, number 1, Etano. The value bet, race 6, number 5, Electric Miss. Quaddy numbers, I've gone first leg 1 and 3, second leg 1, 2, 6, 7, 8, the third leg 2, 5 and 6, and the last leg 3 and 4. And my play of the day today is a running double, race 3, number 1, Deliberation, into race 4, number 1, Etanaya.
Best of luck today, Julie.
Thanks, Brendan.
Julie Rowland there with his with her thoughts on the program. Liz Moore, all clear, is there after the first at Healesville. Night 1 to 160, $1.04. 1 Allegra at $1.38. Dennis the Menace at $3.60, 4th into 7. $2.30, Quinella, $3.30, Exacta, try $24. First 4, $29.10, 6, 1, 8 and 7. Race number 2 in 4 minutes from now. Kyle Galley going 6, 7, 4 and 5. Tamfixed odds favourite is 1 High Profiler at $2.80. Equal favourites on the tote, 5 Jam Jam, 6 Juliet, both at $6. The program of Trots Racing today is a big one. It is at Maryborough. It's Maryborough Cup Day. Lachlan McIntosh has done the form for us. Lockie, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan.
Take a look at the legs of the quaddy for the program at Maryborough. The first leg gets underway at 2:34, and Helen Sin is the favourite here at 2:25. Captain Maastrick, $4, $7 Aussie Playing Girl, running the 2,190 metres. 4 is the scratching. Who are we tipping in the first leg of the quaddy?
I was pretty keen on Helanson here in the first leg of the quaddy, Brendan. It's been racing really well, this preparation for the Alford stable. Inside back row draw is perhaps the only little concern with it, but he'll be off the inside as soon as he can, Alfred, and he'll be putting it into the race. I thought it was the best of the day. So that's the first leg of the quaddy. Hopefully we can get that done and dusted out of the way. Aussie Playgirl will give a good chance to, along with its stablemate Marsden Heights, the Douglas stables in sparkling form. And Melanson's stablemate Captain Maastrick I put in for fourth, but I think you'd probably nearly take Melanson one out, and if you had to take one for insurance, you might take 9 Aussie Playgirl.
Second leg of the quaddy, one of the features, the Group 3 Maryborough Trotters Cup. Scratching from this race is number 1, Night Whisperer. The Penny Drops is the favourite, has been on a winning run lately, $3.50 after wins in the Kilmore Trotters Cup and the Swan Hill Trotters Cup. $5.50 Robbie Royale. Brandlow Prince at $7.50, Just Believe.
Yeah, isn't he in great form, the Penny Drops? He loves the stand starts, loves the long trip. I thought he was the one to beat again here. Grant Campbell is driving in great form as well. So I've got it on top. It's a great race. There's a few other winning chances. 11, Aldebaran Crescent's been racing really well at the elite level, chasing home the likes of Majestuoso and Pink Galas recently. I think she's got a good chance, along with the other back marker, 12, Well Defined. They're both at pretty big odds. And Robbie Royale, he loves these terms and conditions as well. He won't be too far away. Alfred's drive for the Lily Stable. Penny Drops the tip for me, though. 7, 11, 12 and 8 there in the Trotters Cup.
Seventh event on the program is a pace over the 1,690 metres, 56 to 68. 8 comes out, rocking with Sierra Zach Phillips for Adam Kelly, $2.50. Lochinvar Chief, second pick, $2.70. Pray Tal, $8, $10 Azza and Lear, an $11 chance.
Yeah, look, it's a really open race, this one. I went with Rocking with Sierra. Just sort of had the advantage in the draws over most of its main rivals in the market. Leah, number 6, is dropping back from Oaks grade. She's a very quick beginner. Not sure whether she can get across from out wide or not. If she did happen to, she'd certainly take some catching. Hairraiser, number 9, I thought was going really well for the Lee Graham stable. It's in great form. Perhaps steps up a bit in class, but at $14, it's good value. And One Big Shoe, I thought, also at value, had a terrific chance. And you've got to throw in Pray Tell as well. Lochinvar Chief, the favourite too, is a great chance. And even to a lesser extent, Azza. So it's a very open race, that one.
The final leg of the quaddy is the Maryborough Gold Cup, a Group 3 race over the 2,690 metres. 3 is the scratching from this event. The Tamfix Dodds favourite, Our Millionaire, $3.10. Will he go with $3.40? Boots Electric, $8.59 for Western Sonador. Lockie, we might just press pause on your thoughts on the Cup. They're about to box away at Healesville. We'll come back on the other side to have a look at the Cup race and also your quaddy and best bet. Here's Kyle with race 2 at Healesville. Yeah, Maryborough Gold Cup, Our Millionaire, $3.10, $3.40. Will he go West? Boots Electric, $8.50. Lockie, looks a really good race. Who are you tipping in the feature?
Yeah, it's a terrific race, Brendan. I was going with Malcolm's Rhythm, number 11. I see he just continues to drift on the tab fixed odds, which isn't a great sign, but his driver, Josh Aiken, got tipped out in the Victoria Cup. He was charging through the gaps, and he was going to be right in the finish there. Obviously, if he hasn't taken any harm from that little misdemeanour, but the fact they're backing him up, there's obviously no problems, but I just don't like the fact he's been so easy. But he was he's flying under the radar, Malcolm's Rhythm, number 11. I've got him on top of the value. Two Willie Go West has already been good market support for him. He's going to give a great sight from gate two. Western Sonador, I thought, had a good chance as well if it's a truly run race. And you can't forget Wolf's Ride, number 12. Perhaps he's been a little bit below his best since coming back from a spell and changing stables, but if he can bounce back, he'll be a player here. Terrific race. There's a stack of winning chances. Load up as many as you can afford, I think, in the quaddie there.
Speaking of the gallops racing tide at the moment, Lockie, challenge anyone to go stand at about the top of the straight or around the 150 in some of the big races. And in the trots world, they're racing just as tight, if not tighter.
Yeah, no, it's all fair in love and war out there, that's for sure. So it's good to see competitive racing.
Best value quaddie in play for Cup Day at Maryborough, please.
Look, my best comes up in the first leg of the quaddie, race 5, number 8, Alanton. I was keen on him. I think the value's Malcolm's Rhythm now. He's getting out to a terrific price in the Cup. That's race 8, number 11. In what's a terrific race. Perhaps the best roughy I thought was well defined in the Trotters Cup. He's getting out in price as well. And our quaddie, you can take the 8 Alanton one out in the first leg. We'll go 7, 8, 9, 11, 12 in the second leg of the quaddie. Load up as many as you can afford there in the third leg. 3, 5, 6, 7, 9, 11 I thought were the main ones. And then in the Cup, we have to probably narrow it down a bit. We'll go 2 Willie Go West, 7 Western Sonador, and number 11 Malcolm's Rhythm, but throw in as many as what you can afford there in the Cup. It's going to be a great race.
Best of luck and good calling this afternoon, Lockie.
No worries. Enjoy your Sunday, guys.
Lachlan McIntosh there with his thoughts on the Maryborough Gold Cup program. Totes are through along with the all-clear Healesville race number 2. 3 Garth Vader, 420, 140. 1 High Profile, a 110. 7 Anita Special, 250. 4th into 5. Quinella, 510, exact to 1930. Try 160, 110. 3, 1, 7, 5 in the first 4. 1014, 50. Running double is a jackpot there. 6 and 3. Race number 3 in 10 from now in the third event on the card. Kyle Galley goes 1, 3, 6 and 5. We're off to a break. We're coming back to talk greyhounds with George Ferrugia.
I'm Laura Flowerday. I'm a creative consultant. Never in a million years would I have thought I would work in the funeral industry, or that a funeral company would be so creative and innovative in serving the community and supporting families in so many ways.
At Tobin Brothers Funerals, our people are our strength. They're always there to assist client families in their absolute time of need. Find out more at tobinbrothers.com.au. Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives.
Joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
I think that he rode it very well. I think in hindsight, when we look back, she's had such a gut buster on that wet track in Sydney where she had to get up off the canvas and win. I think that's just flattened her for that run. The trip down to Melbourne, she's probably got a couple of excuses there, I think.
The Analyzer, Dwayne Dunn. Thursday mornings.
She's off. The dark horse in the heels and bright red frock. She's on the champagne and the day's looking big. Driving's completely off the table. With a broken heel and a lost headpiece, she's ready to head for home. On her way to the car, which spells trouble. She's got to be everything we thought she was to win from here. Hold on. She stepped into a cab. She's home. When a champion becomes a legend.
A real win this racing season is making the right decision to not drink and drive. If we all get home safely, everyone wins. TAC.
Team up with the professionals and cover your falls from 24 hours of age with HQ Insurance. No excess on life-saving surgery claims, agreed value, fall rate guarantee, and the optional extended fall policy until the 2023 yearling sales. Be sure, insure with HQ.
Sunday Central, brought to you by Tabs The Lock. Activate to get Tabs' best starting price guaranteed. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
Looking for the top dogs. The Greyhound Form Express.
trailing hard, Power of Buddy, and it's got to the front. Around the outside, Typhoon Sammy. Further back in the field to Aston Shine and Ferdinand Boy, then Dr. Tucker. But Power of Buddy, he's out in front by three lengths, and he's got the cup won. Power of Buddy, Boldenholm. Beat lots of chatter and Typhoon Sammy.
George Ferrugia joining us on the line. George, Power of Buddy taking out the Bendigo Cup last night. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. Yeah, it was clearly his biggest challenge in his career to date. He had always shown an unbelievable ability as a track record holder at Warragul. And, yeah, look, he'd just been going through his grades nicely. But last night was his true test, and he delivered. He was very, very good. He had to begin well off the inside. There was a stack of speed in the race, but he got to the front nice and early, and that was that. 23.29, just the tick outside the track record held by Typhoon Sammy recorded last week. Lots of chatter at Big Odds second and Typhoon Sammy running third. So well done to Steve White, who trains Power of Buddy onto bigger and better things now. That greyhound, he went absolutely enormous. It was a good night at Bendigo. There was a couple of very good races as well. Eat My Dust was very impressive. He's a very good dog. He began well. He ran 27.70 over the 500 metres, which is absolutely flying. Congratulations to all connections involved for the feature finals at Bendigo last night.
And big night race of racing at Wentworth Park, the Peter Mossman Opal final, the Vic Peters and the Sydney Cup.
Yeah, a rough result in the Peter Mossman Opal, Light and Lily winning for Jordan Tweddle, 29.89. That was the winning time, $31 paid. Defeated She Salacious and Ziggy Star in the other feature races. Bandit Ned, 15 wins from 18 now, Brendan. He's really launching himself, unbeaten at Wentworth Park. Can't wait to see him when he crosses the border. He ran 29.47. He was absolutely fantastic. And in the Sydney Cup, Miss Esme, who went to provincial tracks and I think has got about three track records already on the provincial circuit, comes to Wentworth Park and defeats some very, very good greyhounds, including Stanley Road, zipping the Secco Super Australia. It was a good field, and Miss Esme got the job done, winning in 41.70, which is a pretty hot time. So congratulations again to all involved.
Looking ahead to Sandown this afternoon. First leg of the quaddie there gets underway at 2.46. It is a grade 5 over the 515 metres. There are no changes to this one. 3 Amlin Crystal, $2.50. 5 Aston Sunset, $3.50. 1 Run Robin Run, $4 and $5.50. 4 Messina Massanai Bale, George. How are we sorting them out in the first leg?
Yeah, look, I think Amlin Crystal should be very hard to beat. I've gone 3-1. Just the two numbers in the first leg, I think we'll be able to snag the leg with just a couple of selections. Amlin Crystal on top. Win at Warragul 4 starts ago was good, showed good speed. Placed here and only 2 starts has placed here. Good run last start at Warragul and showed speed again to run third. I think she can find the front and be hard to beat. Of the others, probably Run Robin Run off box one. Another one that can get out okay. Form at Sales, pretty solid, has placed in 2 or 4 this track and distance. So 3-1 in the first leg.
Second leg of the quaddy is the Tab Melbourne Cup, November 26, 4-5 over the 5.15. 3 comes out, 5 is vacant. Handsome Rhino, 2.20. 2.25, Fernando Mick. Fantastic Raven off the pink, $3.40.
4-1 and 8, so I think the market's got it right. Fernando Mick on top for me. 25.43 at Geelong 3 starts ago. It's certainly a talented greyhound. Has had absolutely no luck in its last 2 starts. Vacant box on its outside, drops in class. I think it'll get the job done. Clearly, Handsome Rhino is the danger. Really solid record from inside draws. It's gone as quick as 29.85 at the Meadows. That was in July when it defeated Japara. It's been racing against some very good greyhounds. Went through the Bendigo Cup Series, ran 6th in one of the heats. Drawn well here. And the greyhound that'll show a lot of good early speed is Fantastic Raven. I'm not sure she's up to the class of the other two, pound for pound over the 5.15, but she'll certainly make her presence felt. She runs low 5 seconds when she goes around at the Meadows and Sandown, so she'll be putting the heat on early. 4-1 and 8 in race 6.
Race number 7 is the Shootout, November 11, grade 5, 5 a vacant box, Dream Light, $2.30, 3.10, Chatterbox Tilly, Ripplewood Glen, $6.50, as is Aston Champagne.
Yeah, 1-8, 8-3. I've got Dreamer's Lie on top. Solid record from inside draws. Good back-to-back provincial wins at Shepparton and Bendigo. Should be able to hold a pretty forward position. It's not always well away, but off the draw certainly comes into contention. I've got it on top. to beat number 8, Chatterbox Lily. Good win at Sale. It's the greyhound that should find the top. It's got some good early speed. It has won here in 29.82 off an inside draw. And number 3, Aston Riker, is the other one. Lots of speed, this greyhound. Recent form probably not a true indication of its ability. If we go back to August, it had some really nice wins at Shepherd and Bendigo. 1 to beat 8 and 3 in race 7.
Race number 8, final leg of the quaddie over the middle trip. It's a grade 5. 5 comes out, 9 into the field. 4 Maduri Illusion, $2.30. 8 Venus Light, $2.70. 4.40 for 2 Starlight Tyson and 1 Midnight, $4.750.
Yeah, I've got Venus Light on top, number 8. Really good 1-2 punch a couple of starts ago. 33.92 over the 600 and then 41.80 over the 700. She can certainly gallop. She has got a really solid record from wide draws. If she begins cleanly enough, she'll be in this up to her ears. Number 4, Mirror Illusion, the greyhound that you mentioned, I think has favourites. Two starts ago at Sandown. Got beat by Fernando Frank, but ran 34.06 herself. What was really impressive was that first split, Brendan, 9.09. That probably don't go too much quicker than that. Of the others, number 2, Starlight Tyson. Really nice win at the Meadows, leading all the way last, starting 34.50. And number 1, Midnight Force. Has won here in 34.18, placed in 4 of 5. Really solid race this. 8 to beat 4 by 2 and 1.
Best bet and your quaddie, please, George, for Sandown today.
Yeah, first leg 1 and 3. Second leg 1, 4 and 8. Third leg 1, 3 and 8. And we come home with 1, 2, 4 and 8. Best comes in race 3, number 1, McInerney. Got a lot of speed this ground. I've got a lot of time for you. He's placed in 4 of 5. It's a good race. There's some talent in the race, especially drawn off the track in the Funga Freeder and the Funga Mustang. But I just like where he's drawn today, and I think it'd be hard to beat. And of course, in race 2, we get to see Wow She's Fast go around again, looking for 4 straight wins to kick off her career. Of course, that unbelievable 29.09 PB. She's at $1.12. She's not backable, but it'd be really interesting to see how quick she goes. Race 2, number 1, and obviously race 3, number 1.
Looking forward to it today, George. Best of luck.
You too, mate.